Manx Radio Sport.
Good evening and welcome to the latest edition of Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. Me, Rob Pritchard, and the team with you here for the next half hour. Let's take a look at the sporting action on Ireland this coming weekend. So, coming up tonight, eight remain to battle it out for the ECAP FA Cup, with the quarterfinals of the competition beckoning on Saturday in the latest Isle of Man football fixtures. Douglas are on the hunt for maximum points in rugby at Portishead tomorrow. Vagabonds ladies are back at Balla Fletcher, and the latest Manx Cup tie awaits in the south of the island. And a potentially pivotal weekend awaits in Isle of Man hockey as the title races in the top five divisions are set to go down to the wire. That is all to come this evening. Very good evening. Welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio on this blustery Isle of Man Friday evening. Looking ahead, as usual, to all the sporting action in Isle of Man football, rugby and hockey coming up this weekend. We're going to turn our attention to football first and cup competition. Taking centre stage once again, eight remain in the ECAP FA Cup for the quarterfinals taking place on Saturday afternoon. And time to bring in our football correspondent as ever, Tony Meppham. Tony, very good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Rob.
Well, just taking a look at all these, we do have, just before we get into the fixtures, we understand there is one postponement, as we know, of this Saturday at the moment.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's down to people away and injuries. It's St John's against Union Mills in Canlife. Combination one had instructions through that one had been postponed due to St John's not having enough players.
Unfortunate to hear, but we do have plenty of other games taking place across both Cup and League action this Saturday coming. We'll start off with the Cup action that we've just mentioned as well, with the eight teams remaining in the ECAP FA Cup. The quarterfinals taking place, four matches kicking off at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Let's take a look through them. We'll start off over at Balla Fletcher and Douglas Royal, who've had a bit of an upturn in recent weeks and months in terms of results in the Canada Life Men's Premier League, up against a side who are finding themselves in a similar situation recently in terms of an upturn, Rushen United, Tony.
Yeah, both teams have done really well of late because they've picked up okay. They've had defeats along the way, but against teams that probably be expected, but performance-wise, they've been really good. And I think both managers, Michael Fitzmaurice from Douglas Royal and also Andrew Moody of Rushen, will be really happy with the way things are going. There's a lot of good young players on show for both teams tomorrow afternoon. And, you know, when you look at sort of current form, you just maybe edge it towards Rushen. But certainly Douglas Royal have showed when they've got the full team out there, they can sort of take on anybody, and scoring goals isn't a problem for Royal. I think it's just defending a little bit, as we're maybe a little bit different for Rushen. It's scoring the goals that's a bit of a problem, but defending it, they're strong. So it's going to make for a good game of football. And I just feel that Rushen are just a little bit too strong for Royal at the moment. But we'll see what happens tomorrow afternoon.
Could be an intriguing encounter nonetheless. Absolutely. We're looking up to the north of the island, and Ayr United remaining as one of the Premier League frontrunners at the moment, up against the Corinthians side, who actually beat them at Andrews playing fields in the league not too long ago this season, Tony.
Yeah, and the only team to do that. So, you know, bragging rights to Corinthians. But Ayr United just want to keep sort of pushing on. And when you look at, you know, how they're going to change things around, because they're going to have to alter the centre-back partnership. And whether Christian Penswick comes in there, they could pull Johnny Shields back in. Going forward, you know, Danny Oram will be there playing against his old club, and he'll be looking to put a performance and a half on. But I just think Corinthians, I'm not saying it's going to let them down, Rob, but what's going to be the problem is the experience of the players that are going to be out there, because I think tomorrow there certainly could be six 16-year-olds playing for Corinthians, and one or two new ones have come in, and they're good players. But physically, when you look at Ayr United, they are big giants, aren't they? When you look at Sean Kelly and Chris Duggan, it's going to be a real handful to deal with them. So I'm going to go for Ayr United to go through.
Very well. Then the third of the four ECAP FA Cup quarterfinals features the only remaining Division 2 side still in the competition, Douglas High School Old Boys. They are on home turf at Blackberry Lane, up against one of the Premier League high flyers this season, St Mary's. Tony, what is the chance, if any, for a potential cup upset here?
Well, if you remember 7 days ago, Rob, we had a little plan, didn't we, where we wanted to watch Old Boys play against Paul Rose and just see what they had to offer. 13 goals they had to offer, but I just looked at them. And And the only criticism I could possibly see, they've got the ability, the players there. Jacob Stone was tremendous last week. Robbie Ward's in there. I believe Martin King's absent, so that's a big, big loss at the back for them. But I just think fitness-wise, could be a big problem, because certainly St Mary's are quick up front when you look at Adam Adebayo coming at them, Joe Burquist as well, his pace, and also through the middle you've got Owen Canepa. And old boy said to me last week, what do you think about it? And I said, your problem is going to be to deal with those three forwards, because right hand side and left hand side, they're going to come at you. Defensively they're solid with the leadership of Carl Clark, but old boy showed last week that they can mix it, they can score goals. Yes, it was against Paul Rose, but you've still got to turn them chances into goals. And I can't see them doing it, but certainly with their old boys' confidence booster from last week's game, they'll be sort of cock-a-hoop about that. And I think St Mary's just got to be a bit careful.
Very well. And the final ECAP FA Cup quarter-final taking place tomorrow is another one up in the north of the island. And it sees the current Premier League leaders, Peel, travelling to Ramsey. And Peel, they've already got the better of Ramsey twice at the Ballacloan Stadium this season. But Tony, for Ramsey here, they've still had a relatively strong season themselves in the grand scheme of things. Does this give extra motivation for Ramsey to try and get one over on Peel this time around? Or do you think Peel will get the business done again?
I think Peel will start off as favourites, but when you look back over the season so far, Rob, I think these two teams have played each other four times now, and it keeps sort of happening up at Ballacloan. And, you know, Ramsey are a good side, they really are, but, you know, Peel at the moment are the team to beat. And okay, they dropped those points against Ayr United, but when you look through, Paul Whitehead would probably come back in. Reece Oates was due to start last week, I think, for the first team, and ended up playing for the Combi because the game was off. So he is a massive difference. And just looking through midfield, you know, the way they sort of work and go at the game, Lewis Moran's in there as well. You know, Peel are very, very difficult to break down, and Daniel Bell knows that. But I think Ramsey certainly have the players, when it all glues together for them, to take your victory here. And I just wonder if Ramsey, if they can get it sorted tomorrow, keep things nice and tight at the back, and try and challenge their defence with the forward line that they've got, then I think Ramsey can make it really difficult for them. But I think Peel have to start off as slight favourites.
Very well. All of those four ECAP FA Cup quarterfinals getting underway at the slightly earlier time of 2 o'clock tomorrow to accommodate potentially for extra time and possibly penalties if required. So taking a look at the league action taking place, all games kicking off at the slightly later time from those quarterfinals at 2:30 p.m. Start off in the Canada Life Men's Premier League. We've got three games there. St George's, they'll be hosting St John's United. A big battle at the bottom between Moran and Braddon at Memorial Playing Fields, and over at Gary Moore, Union Mills up against Laxey.
Well, you look at St George's against St John's, you'd say, you know, St George's are not going to stand any chance at all. Look at St John's' result last week, Rob, where they beat Laxey 4-0. Absolute cracking result, and they really took the game to them. Big problem tomorrow is these two or three players missing. Sam Brown, that is. Dean Lees is not available. Callum Taggart will play up front, but no Luke Murray. And Luke got a hat-trick last week, and he's been playing really well, brings the other players in around him. But I think St George will find it tough, depending on what sort of squad they've got in that game. In the other game, Moran against Braddon, it's a real battle when you look at that table now. You know, Braddon are in 12th position, played 18, so they've only got 6 to go, 9 points on the board. You look at Moran, 17 games played, 8 points on the board. It's one of them, they've got to go for it. They can't sit back. A draw's no good to either. They need maximum points. And I think Moran will just win it with the sort of more mature player that they've got in there. And Union Mills against Laxey. Ryan Kelly's had a good result recently, so he'll be looking to try and get the same performance away from Laxey. Johnny Palmer beasted his team midweek in training. They know he's not happy. The players weren't happy, so it's up to them to get it right. And I think they will tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that's the Canada Life Men's Premier League. So taking a look at DPS Limited Division 2, we've got four games there. And just looking at some of the front runners in Division 2 that are in action tomorrow. Foxdale, they're at home to Douglaston District. Onken, they're also on home turf up against Paul Rose. Castletown are away to Southern rivals Maloo. And elsewhere, Jim's host Michael United.
Yeah, no disrespect to four of the sides there. I look at Jim's against Michael. You look at the league table, Michael are third. So you'd expect Michael to win that one. I think they will. Foxdale against Douglaston District. Douglaston District have, you know, found it tough this year, but against Foxdale, it's a team you know, that just driving on, aren't they? They really are playing well. Onken against Paul Rose. Onken can't let any points slip. I watched Paul Rose last week. 10 out of 10 for effort, guys. Really was. You come across a really good old boys team. So it was always going to be tough, but Onken to take victory. And Malou against Castletown. I just wonder what damage has that result done last week against Governors Athletic. You know, Governors Athletic lost three players. They were down to eight. So I just don't know what happened, and maybe there's a little bit of sort of unsure about Castletown at the moment. They should beat Malou, but last week's result, that was shocking. That's the only way to describe it.
Very well. Let's take a quick look through the Combination League, starting off with Canada Life Combination 1. We did have three games, but as was mentioned before by Tony, we'll just repeat, the St John's United versus Union Mills game in Canada Life Combination 1 has been postponed. Two more games, though, taking place in that division. Braddon versus Russian and Corinthians versus Moran.
Yeah, you got to go for Russian to win that one. I just think they'll be too strong. There's a lot of good players in that Russian combination side. And Corinthians against Moran. Corinthians have done well. Start the season, they struggled a little bit, but then a few of the players have understood how senior football works, because there's a lot of good young players in there as well. And I can't see Corinthians dropping any points in this, so I'll go for Corinthians to win.
And last but certainly not least, in the fixtures on Saturday, we have four games taking place in DPS Limited Combination 2. They are Governors Athletic. They will host Foxdale. Michael will host at Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys. Douglas and District are at home against Colby. And Douglas Athletic welcome Douglas High School Old Boys.
Yeah, you look at that Foxdale and Governors Athletic at Governors Athletic. I know Governors Athletic are above them in the league, but Foxdale do have them two games in hand. So I'm going to go for Foxdale just to sneak that one. Michael against Ramsey Youth Centre. Ramsey Youth Centre strong in this league, so I'll go for Ramsey Youth Centre to win. Douglas and District against Colby, I'll go for Colby to take victory. And Douglas Athletic against Douglas High School Old Boys. Douglas High School Old Boys top of the table, played 14-37. Douglas Athletic in fourth, who played 16-31. This is going to be a good game, and I just wonder if Old Boys will take a strong bench tomorrow for the cup game, which I think they will, and that might just allow Athletic to come in and take the points.
Plenty to think about. Tony, thank you very much. And just a reminder as well that there are no Isle of Man football fixtures planned for this Sunday, the 10th of March as well.
Manx Radio Sport.
Moving on, we now take a look at this weekend's rugby action, and Douglas will be on the hunt for maximum points as they return to action at Portishead tomorrow in a rearranged tie in the Regional 2 North West. Elsewhere, in a transition season for Vagabonds Ladies, they're also back at Ballofletcher once more, with Progress the aim of the game, and there's more Manx Cup action penned in the south of the island. With the details, as ever, is Dave Christian.
We'll start with Douglas, Rob. Douglas against Kirby Lonsdale. It was a postponed fixture. There was a particular Saturday not long after the new year when there was a massive dump of rain between 12 and 1 o'clock. This game was scheduled to be played at 1:30 kickoff, I think, at Portishead. And the heavens just opened, and the referee deemed it was unplayable. Because Kirby Lonsdale are down near the bottom of the table, this game could have an effect on promotion or relegation. The league are insisting it's played, so Kirby Lonsdale try again. Hopefully this weekend the weather is going to be a better for them. However, the welcome at Douglas, certainly on the field, perhaps won't be quite as warm. Douglas are mid-table, looking to climb and have potential. Kirby Lonsdale are next to bottom and not looking so good. So on form, at least it should be a home win. Douglas will be wanting maximum points, particularly after not getting anything away last weekend. They've had a run of games against the top sides. They've still got Crewe and Nantwich, I think, to come to the Isle of Man as well from the top three teams. But Kirby Lonsdale, they will fancy their chances. The two teams have only met once. That was earlier this season. Douglas won that one away from home, so it should be a home win. However, it will all depend on the strength of the squad at Portishead, who's available, who isn't. We know that England have a Twickenham game, and that means there'll be a whole host of people going from the clubs. That may make a difference to the side Douglas are able to get out. There's no news of anybody being injured from last weekend. All the big performers are there and thereabouts. It's home advantage for Douglas. It's a 2:15 kickoff down there at Portishead. I think they can take the points. In women's NC1 Northwest, it'll be a different a kettle of fish from Vagabonds up at Ballofletcher. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff up there. Vagabonds face Chester Divas. Last season and the previous few seasons, it's been nip and tuck between these two. But this season, with the changes to the Vagabond squad, the away game turned into a bit of a rout for Chester. Vagabonds certainly have been showing some sort of improvement from half-time. Now, I think what they need to do is try and play the second half first, but that's not provided for in the rules, so we're going to have to see whether or not they can get going right from the start. Everybody back. Big bonus for them this week is Sammy McDonald is back. Sammy's been on holiday in Canada. Hopefully she'll be fit to take her place at scrum half. The standout players last week in the back row, Malin Campbell, was totally awesome. Great carrying the ball, great defensively. And her and Ula Gonna and Kirsty Cubbin also in the back row put in massive shifts last week. Tackled everything in front of them. The game livened up a little bit in the second half. Franz Hunt came on for Vagabonds at half time. Not sure if Franz available this week, but she did make a difference, and there was a much more confident approach to the game after half time for Vagabonds. So remains to be seen what the final lineup is, but definitely Sammy McDonald back at scrum half should give them a bit of zip away from the base. The final fixture this weekend is in the Ravenscroft Manx Cup. Now, Vagabonds should have been playing Chorley in Counties 4, ADM, Lancashire and Cheshire. Chorley, struggling for players, conceded the fixture and gave Vagabonds a home walkover. So they've got five very useful points towards their league campaign. And being helpful, as they all are, they suggested to dispose of a Manx Cup game instead. Vagabonds, they need the match time because they've got a big game against league leaders Ashton under Lyne next week. For Southern Nomads, they need some game time as well because games in the Manx Shield have been hard to come by this season. Both teams are willing to play the game a little bit earlier to get around any possible fixture congestion that's going to happen in April. On paper, should be a Vagabonds win. They drew 10 each with Ramsey in their opening Manx Cup tie. Ramsey have beaten Nomads the last time at Avaskin, 93 points to nil. Now, that was a much, much weakened Nomads team. I think they'll be stronger this weekend. But on paper, you've got to fancy a full-strength Vagabond side will do the job on Nomads. No disrespect intended to Nomads. There's some great players down there. Mark Young and George Collister at halfback, a great pairing. They've got pace out wide. They've got a gritty set of forwards, but I suspect that Vagabond's type five would just be too much for them.
Manx Radio Sport.
And finally, this weekend could prove an important one indeed in the battles across the Isle of Man men's and ladies hockey leagues. Among the showdowns, the men's and ladies Premier League title races look to be going down to the wire with almost nothing to separate those fighting for supremacy at the summit. Here with a look at this weekend's contests and what they could mean now and going forward is our hockey correspondent Ben Cunningham. So heading into the latest Isle of Man men's and ladies hockey fixtures, it is most certainly crunch time across the divisions, both in the battles at the top and at the bottom. We'll start with the ladies Premier League. The early pushback in the ladies Premier League, 12:30 at the National Sports Centre in Douglas. That sees Backers A up against Harlequins A, Ben.
Yeah, this will be a really good game, I reckon, these two sides. Backers are on really good form at the moment. Harlequins, though, they're coming into this again on good form, and they know they need to just keep scoring points to avoid being in that relegation battle from Castown B.
And then in the next two games, two massive games in the Ladies Premier League, three of the four teams are currently involved in a three-way tie at the top of the table, and the first one of those at 1:30 at King William's College is a massive one. Two of the top sides tied on points, Castletown A versus Vikings A.
Yeah, really big game this one, and this is the game we're going to cover for Saturday Live with Paul Moran. Yeah, real big game. Both these teams come into this game level on points. It's only goal difference that separates them. If one wins and one loses, you would think that it's game over for that team that loses. Still a long way to go, but this is going to be a massive game and both teams will not want to lose points out of this one.
We mentioned those are two of those in that three-way title race. The other is Valkyries A, who are also tied on points with Castletown A and Vikings A. Valkyries A at home at QE2 in Peel at 2 o'clock up against Castletown B.
Castletown B rooted to the bottom here and really struggling to get some points. It's going to be a tough ask against Valkyries, who know they need to go and get the win.
And now we look at the three games in the men's Premier League. The title race there also still very much open and up for grabs. We start with the early pushback, 11 o'clock at the National Sports Sports Centre, and that's his backers B up against one of the top contenders, Vikings A.
Vikings A, top of the league, but only just by 1 point. Massive game for Vikings and for backers B, because backers B need to get points on the board, otherwise they're going to be facing relegation. Vikings A, top of the league. They did lose out to backers A last time out, so can backers B maybe get one over them this weekend? We'll wait and see.
And then we look at an intriguing clash at 12:30 at QE2 in Peel on Saturday. Valkyries A up against Castletown A.
Yeah, and Castletown A got a really good win over backers B last time out and just avoided sharing the points there, getting a good 5-4 win. But then Valkyries A lost to Harlequins last time out, so a game of two tails really for both sides.
And if we're looking at another of men's Premier League title contender, the defending champions backers A, they are on at the NSC at 2:00 on Saturday up against Harlequins A.
Harlequins A know they're going to have a tough task this weekend trying to get anything over backers A. Backers A, they know that they're only 1 point behind, and if backers B help them out and beat Vikings A, they could go top this weekend.
Let's take a quick look through the other divisions. We'll start with the three games in Ladies Division 1, and in there as well, Ben, as you go through them, there's a big game at 3:00 at King William's College.
So the first game, 11:00 at QE2, sees Valkyries B against backers C. Second game is Castletown C against Ramsey A, and that's at 2:05 at Castle Russian High School. And then the big one, like you say, Rob, Vikings B against backers B, 3:05 at King William's College. Massive game for Vikings B. These two met last weekend in the cup and it ended 1-1 going to Flicks, which Vikings B won. Big game this one.
And then it's a men's Division 1, three games there this Saturday, and the two title contenders at the moment, Valkyries B and Ramsey A, both in separate games as this race goes down to the wire.
Absolutely, and Valkyries are the first game of the day at 11:00 at Castle Russian High School against Vikings C. Then we head up north at 2:00, Ramsey are against Castletown B, and then Vikings B against Harlequins B is 3:35 at the NSC.
And quickly taking a look at the respective Division 2s, three games in Ladies Division 2 this weekend.
King William's College at 12:05, and this is Harlequins B against Vikings C. Castletown E against Valkyries C, 12:35 at Castle Russian High School, and then the final game in this league is Ramsey B against Castletown D, 3:35 at Ramsey Grammar School.
And last but certainly not least, in the senior leagues, we have two games in Men's Division 2 on Saturday.
And they are Castletown C against Ramsey B, 12:30 at Ramsey Grammar School, and then Backers Colt against Valkyries C, which is going to be an absolutely thrilling game because these two have been really good in this league, and that's at 3:35 at QE2.
And not forgetting, of course, this weekend we've got two more games coming up in the Under-15s League on Saturday.
And they are Castletown Savers against Ramsey Rose and Rascals, 3:30 at Castle Russian High School, and then Vikings against Harlequins is 4:30 at King William's College.
That's Ben Cunningham with the report on the weekend's hockey action coming up this Saturday. That's all we have time for on Friday Sport Preview this week. Many thanks to my guests, as always, Tony Meppam, Dave Christian and Ben Cunningham. And as always as well, have yourself a wonderful Friday evening, whatever you're doing, and have a wonderful weekend as well. But from us, until next time, it is bye for now.
Manx Radio Sport.